This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing. Brian, earlier this fall, of course, we were talking about a weather market here in the United States, and then we talked about the harvest pressure that was being put on once harvest got in full swing. Now it looks like we're kind of in a weather market as far as South America is concerned. So what do we see happening in the grains?
Good observation there. You have a situation now with the advent of the growing southern hemisphere production that you've got two weather seasons. And so as you get more into the mid-November and beyond, the weather in South America begins to take hold. I've always kind of argued don't get too far over your skis in October worrying about weather. It can change. It's like our late April, May window. But once you kind of move into this window, it starts to matter. And so continuous pesky dry conditions for the northern half of Brazil, a late start to some of the planting in southern Brazil due to wet conditions, have left maybe a little bit less than ideal conditions. And the beans really reflected that in a big turnaround yesterday and then strong gains today. But they've since given that back. And I don't know if that's just some kind of holiday type trade. Well, look, we got back toward resistance and traders are taking their gains. I'm guessing that's the case. But beans right now trading about three higher, corn about a penny higher, and they too gave back 4 to 5 cent gains earlier in the session.
That was Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next. November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. December corn up a quarter of a cent at 469 and three quarters. January soybeans up four even at 1371 and a quarter. On the Merck, December live cattle down 77 cents at 174.70. January feeder cattle down $1.67 at 228.17. December lean hogs down $1.92 at 68.42. December pork cutout down $1.37 at 79.90. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.